This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger heads for Las Vegas today. He will unveil billboards that are going up in cities from Seattle to Boston featuring the governor in a state flag T-shirt, arms folded above the words, "Arnold says California wants your business." It's the sort of bold use of his first name basis celebrity that he's employed since taking office 9 months ago. It was Arnold, for instance, who went to the people and got initiatives passed that both mandated a balanced budget, but also borrowed $15 billion to help make that happen. Yesterday, I sat down with Governor Schwarzenegger and First Lady Maria Shriver at the State House in Sacramento to talk about politics, Arnold style. Behind him were busts of John F. Kennedy and Ronald Reagan. He had just begun to read something called the California Performance Review, a proposal to reorganize the state government. I began by asking about his primetime appearance at the Republican National Convention later this month. What are you going to say?
What I'm going to say is a surprise, but I definitely will be talking about the great things that the president has accomplished, and I want to make sure that the Republican Party is back in again.
Maria Shriver, you're going to be at the Republican convention.
Right, I'm going to listen to Arnold's speech.
All right. Will this be your first Republican convention as
no,
a participant?
I've actually covered the last four Republican conventions, and I'm not really a participant. I'm just there in a supporting role and to listen to my husband, and I wanted our children. They just went to the Democratic convention in Boston, and I wanted them to also go to the Republican convention in New York to hear their father. And I think it's really important for people to listen to the conventions and know what's going on, to listen to what both the candidates say.
Governor Schwarzenegger, you're fiscal conservative, a booster of business, but you're on the moderate side of the Republican Party as far as social issues go, pro-choice. Are you going to touch on any of that when you take the stage at the Republican convention?
My purpose of going there is not to promote myself and to talk about my philosophies that much and about the things that I believe in. It's more about President Bush. This is what the convention is all about. And so I'm going there to pump up the Republican Party and to pump up President Bush.
Now, you've said that after the convention, you're going to return to, you know, the business at hand, state politics here in California. You're going to campaign for President Bush at all, or the convention is your big moment?
I've always said that when the president comes out to California, I will be campaigning with him and I will be helping him. I would not be traveling around the country. I would do that if I would not be governor. But since I'm governor now, I have to really work for the state of California. That's what the people want me to do. This is why they sent me to Sacramento.
The California state budget, which was signed just this last Saturday, when you campaigned, you promised an on-time budget. And you say you always like to keep your promises. In this case, you actually couldn't. It was almost a month late. Were you surprised at how hard it was to get that budget at all?
Well, first of all, I was always very clear with the people that I will shoot for an on-time budget and that I hope that we will not have the slam fest going throughout the summer, and as it is a tradition here in this capital. But it is not up to me alone to do it on time if, you know, there's certain hiccups and certain kind of problems. There's, you know, thousands of moving parts at any given time during the budget negotiations. So it's all it comes down to negotiation skills and trying to understand that you have to give something also to both of the parties and at the same time, you know, represent your own agenda and move the state forward so that our credit rating stays good and that people look at California and say, well, they have to act together. We can go to California now. We can go and move our businesses there again. We can expand there again. We can create jobs there again. This is what this is about.
But in fact, you know, just a moment ago you said you didn't want it to turn into a slugfest. In fact, at the sort of the height of the struggle to get a budget, you, in a sense, walked away from the lawmakers. You took your case to the people. Is that part of, how would you say, your governing style?
I never walked away from the negotiating table. It was them who walked away from the negotiating table. I am an action governor. I was sent to Sacramento to create action, not to sit around by myself in my office and negotiate with myself. I will come to the people and I will ask them for help. And you know something? I came back here, the negotiations continued, and within a few days we had a budget.
I wonder, this is a personal question. You just said I'm an action person. You've played a lot of characters,
comedic characters and action heroes. Do you see yourself in any of the characters you've played, or is it all acting?
Well, no. I mean, I think that in some ways I'm like the Terminator because I'm relentless. I would not stop until something gets done. But then on the other side, there is in me also the guy that is that you see in Twins, that is, you know, like a kid, and that is funny and humorous and lighthearted and all that. So, I have both sides.
I think it's a very accurate description of himself. He is relentless. He's a fighter. He's a worker. He's determined. And he also likes to have a good time. I think one of the things that has been remarked to me very often by people who have been in this building for many, many years and many decades is that they've never seen a governor or an administration having such a good time. And I think that's from Arnold.
And this is what our whole presentation today was about the performance review, which is to look at government today. How does it operate in California, and how can we make it more efficient?
Now, I got to look at that performance review, and it's the size of two big city phone books.
Yes, it's 2,500 pages.
That's
right, yes.
And it is your task force set up to give you recommendations on how to streamline the state government, get rid of waste, save. The goal was some $32 billion over a five-year period. What do you expect to be in there that you would respond to?
Well, what I did was basically what the private sector does. It's the same thing with IBM, what they did in the early 90s, to do a review from the top to the bottom, look at the whole thing and see how can we be more efficient. And IBM turned around and became a hugely successful company again and very competitive. And we have to do the same thing in government. Right now, I feel there is waste in there. I think there's agencies that are tripping over each other. I think it's old, it's outdated, the system. I think there's a lot of things that we can do, and this is what the performance review is about. The idea is to make it more efficient and more cost-effective.
How have lawmakers reacted to your suggestion that it would be a good idea for California to have a part-time legislature? How can you have a part-time legislature in this state? California being as big as most nations in the world, it's fifth or sixth largest economy in the world, how have lawmakers reacted to that suggestion?
Well, obviously not favorable. I mean, you can imagine. I mean, this is like, you know, it's a threat to them. But there's many states that have part-time legislators, and there's Texas, for instance, that meets every 2 years. Like the key thing what I'm saying is we have important work to do here. We have a huge amount of work in reforming certain things. For instance, just alone energy, education, government reform. There's a lot of things that we have to do, but they're not doing that. They're sitting there, and I'm getting bills here about how to feed a goose. And I'm getting bills here that say this is a bill for cleaning up the language of a bill we passed 2 years ago. And this is, I'm sitting here sometimes for hours. And it is so absurd, a lot of them, so that if they only are here part-time, they will get down to real business. I want the legislators and us, the governor's office, everyone to work on real issues, not to just hang and to come up with ideas. Well, what can we do today? That's not being a good lawmaker. You got to create laws that create jobs, laws that help businesses, laws that provide great benefits, all of those things. That's what they ought to do rather than chase jobs away and businesses away.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver in the governor's office at the State House in Sacramento.